Now, suppose you had to find a gospel for Trinity Sunday. Where would you go? It has to be a gospel. It has to be Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Where would you go, and what text would you pick? Where the Word of God can be broken open and reveal the Trinity. Where would you go? Well, you know, of course, the question's solved for us, for the liturgy. We've got John 16, 12 to 15 for this cycle. And it's a beautiful text. And it describes the way that the Trinity relates to us. It's very beautiful. And so, I'll start with it. This is John 16, I've already told you, 12 to 15. I forgot how I translated that. You know what? I didn't translate that word. Eti pola. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them, carry them, bastazi, now. But when the Spirit comes, when He comes, the Spirit of truth, He will lead you into all truth. That's how you're going to understand what I tell you. If you try to understand all these words that the Holy Spirit of mine, that the Holy Spirit left in this text, without the help of the Holy Spirit, it's over. You're never going to get it. You'll guess, you'll have an idea. But if you want these realities to be impressed on your spirit so that you know them, of course, indistinctly and stupidly and partially and all the rest, but know them, then the Holy Spirit has to work in your life. You know, that's why, you know, just before the gospel, we all say that prayer, or we can if we wish anyway. Mundo cor mea maclavia mea, remember that? I say it every day. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, as you cleanse the lips of your prophet Isaiah. Profete, what's it gonna? So deign to cleanse me, that I may worthily proclaim your gospel. That's the little prayer we say. And after we've read the gospel, we're supposed to pick up the book and kiss it and say, Per evangelica dicta deliantur nostra delicta. Through the words of the gospel, may our sins be blotted out. So this is a sacred function. So, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. You can't carry them, bear them in that sense, you see. Arti. That's the role of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? You can read, but, you know, remember that text in Acts where Philip joins up with the Ethiopian? He's the prime minister of Queen Candace. And he's reading the Hebrew scriptures. And he's reading, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter and so forth. And the Holy Spirit says to Philip, run, catch up to that chariot and talk to that guy. So he does. And he says, do you understand what you're reading? This is a perfect answer. How can I unless someone show me? A believer, but a believer who's moved by the Holy Spirit, a believer can't help him any more than anybody else, but a real believer can. So Philip says then, you know, he begins to just talk to him all about Jesus. Because that's what that text... He was so convinced that by the time he finished, and they were going by a pond, the eunuch said... Let's stop. Will you baptize me right in that water? And Philip said, yes. So they got out. He baptized them. And off he went. And Philip was taken by the Holy Spirit and brought back, I think it was to Azotus, but back on the coast. There. Anyway. So you see, we can't bear them in the sense that they're too much for us. How do you get where you can understand it? Augustine, somewhere, I've forgotten now exactly where, he's expounding the scriptures and he's trying to explain this. Finally, he says, Amanti loquor. I'm speaking to a lover. If you love God, you'll understand. Amanti loquor. So that's what the Lord is saying here. Because who makes us a lover of the Father? The Spirit. The Spirit is poured forth in our heart, you know. The Father pours forth the Spirit of His Son into our heart so that we can respond by saying, Abba, and really meaning it, really knowing what we're saying. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So, when He comes, and look at the beautiful title that our Lord gives Him, the Spirit of Truth. Is that the Spirit of 2 and 2 are 4? In a way. But remember, Aletheia in John means the revelation of the Father. That's why Jesus can say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the revelation of the Father. Father de la Poterie has a beautiful 2-volume work on this notion of the truth in John. But you see, the Spirit of Truth, and He will lead you in all truth. Your whole life, you'll be led, you'll be aware, you'll be conscious of the Father. If you just yield, if you just practice. Well, now, if we take a moment and think, how many times a day am I aware of the Father? Does my heart leap when I look at the Father? How many times a day? Gulp. Well, Jesus is promising us that if we'll listen to the Spirit and invoke Him, you see, that He will lead us in all truth. And it goes on to say, He will not be talking on His own. You see, He will not speak on His own account. But whatever He will hear, He will speak. Well, He doesn't hear anything. He's God. But it means whatever He receives, He will tell us. What does that mean? It means that in our prayer, if we're really trying to pay attention, and we don't do very well, but the Lord is merciful, what happens? We're brought into the very life of the Trinity, you see? So that the Spirit is receiving, our Lord uses the word hearing, you see, whatever He will hear, He will speak. All the mysteries of God, all the Father's wonder, the begetting of the Son, the plan for the universe, you see, He'll speak it, you see? And things that are coming, He will make known to you. That's prophecy. He will let you know what's going to happen. Why? So you're not surprised? No. So that you can get the people ready. Oh, you can read the newspaper and you can see what's going on. But to see the depth of it and to experience in your own soul the fight between light and darkness, you need the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit, then you can preach. And in a way that consoles and strengthens and prepares the people, just doesn't frighten them or make them mad. Because these are words from the Spirit of consolation. The Paraclete. Paraclesis, as I think you know, or Parakletos. It's a word a Parakletos is somebody in a lawsuit who helps you, giving you what to say, interceding with the judge, you know, comforting you, Parakletos, you see? So, now He will glorify Me. Why? Because He will take from what is Mine and make it known to you. Well, what is His? His whole divine reality as reflecting, receiving, and returning to the Father. And He's going to show us that. Not show us like a movie. Show us by opening up our own interior so that we participate in that. Breathtaking. Even before we die, this is going to happen. You see? He is going to take from what is Mine and make it known to you. What's the most proper thing that belongs to Jesus that he's going to tell us. What's the most, or show us, or give us, or sonship. That's the most obvious, that's the most defining. So, see, he will take from what is mine, my sonship, and make it known to you. Why? He's going to write a book about it? No. He's going to take that reality and plunge it into your heart so that your heart and my heart beat as one. And then you say, Abba, Father, because that's mine. God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba. It's the Spirit of the Son that does that, okay? And that's why now the last line of what we have for the reading, all that the Father has is mine. Isn't that beautiful? But I have it as Son, not as Father. I'm infinite. I'm eternal. There was never a moment, see, that I didn't exist. We have had this relationship forever. There's never been a moment when we didn't exist or have this relationship. But in this relationship, there are things that are proper to the Father and things that are proper to me and things that are proper to the Spirit, who is our Spirit. Ponder this. Get to know the Trinity. Beg the Lord. Say, Lord, I mean, I hear it in the Bible. Sometimes even the preachers talk about it. But I don't know what they're talking about. How do we get in on this? Through that gift of the Holy Spirit by which we say, Abba, Father. Why? Because we then have a divine affection for the Father. We share in Jesus' affection for the Father. And we know that it comes from the Holy Spirit moving in us, moving us toward the Father, but with this affection and confidence and joy, not because we're perfect or because we're not sinners, but because the Father wants us to come. And He forgives us. You see? So He will receive from what is mine and make it known to you. My sonship. That is mine. And, if you will, my saviorship. Because I'm the one who died for you. Yes, it's the work of the Trinity, but I'm the one who died for you. And you know, if you start to get holy, I can give you another privilege. You can suffer along with me for the redemption of the world. And when you die and go to heaven, there'll be thousands of people waiting for you. Oh, thanks! You prayed for us. You offered your sufferings for us. And here we are. We're all so happy to greet you. Welcome! We're only sharing in the reality of Jesus. We can't do that on our own. But you see, for this reason I said He will receive from what is mine and make it known to you. Remember how Paul, a little later on in Romans 8, we've been in Romans 8 for some of the things I've been saying, he says what? We don't know how to pray or what to pray for. We're dumb. We don't even know how to pray or what to pray for. Right? As we ought. But the Spirit comes and prays in us with unutterable groanings. What are those groanings? Those are the groanings of Jesus. The Spirit takes the prayer of Jesus in heaven, the intercession of Jesus in heaven, and puts it in our heart so that Jesus and us together are praying from my heart in the power of the Holy Spirit for the whole world to make intercession. Understand? That's why Our Lady says, say the rosary, but say it for the world. You know, God so loved the world, He sent His only Son to be our Savior, that anyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So now we're called to enter that intercession of Jesus by the work of the Spirit. You see? And that's why He says, He will receive from what is mine and make it known to you. It's a glorious feast day. Amen. Mm-hmm.